What's up, fuckers?
How does this start? Okay, hold on real quick. Come here.
Yes?
How does Mbamba start?
I can't remember.
Damn it. Hey guys.
Hey guys, gals and non-binary
pals. No, I know it is. Hey guys, it's me. Medium Illuminacary. Bodie. It's your eldest brother, Brody.
I'm older than you. And I'm your eldest sister, that other one.
And this is Dungeons and Creeps, where we mimic other podcast openings and also take D&D and mash it up with creepypasta. Something no one asks for, but everyone doesn't need. You can't tell me my intro wasn't just fan-fucking-tastic.
That was a great intro.
Alright, we're going to have to cut out all the stupid stuff, but hey.
We did it.
We did it. Alright. If you don't know what we're all about, it's where we take a creepypasta and turn it into D&D statistics or D&D-esque things. And, yeah.
Usually characters.
Characters, typically. And, once we are officially bored of this series, I'm going to take everything we've created, slap it into one hot mess of a campaign, and host it for all my dearest friends.
And we will record that as well. That could be our season finale.
When do you want this to die, finally?
No, it's the season finale.
No, but when do you want this to die? How many episodes in?
I'm not sure.
Jesus.
We will decide on a season finale when it gets there.
Getting close?
No.
God damn it.
This is our sixth episode.
I know. If that doesn't speak volumes. Oh, it's our sixth episode, but dear God, it feels like our 100th. Speaking of our sixth episode, what is the topic of our sixth episode? Hold on, what's the topic of our sixth episode?
Laughing Jack. What do you think of that
Jeff
name?
Jeff the Killer. Why do they all have such like stereotypical like... you know, just generic, like Jeff, Jack, Sam, Clockwork,
Tailstall,
Ben. They all like, why don't we run into a guy named Ralph?
That's a pretty generic name still, Brody.
Ralph?
Yes.
Rudolph. Richard.
Anyway, we should probably get on topic.
I guess.
If
you like that.
It's been about 3 minutes, and...
Yeah, 3 minutes.
We still
of
haven't
good
started talking about
yeah,
the
I bet, I bet this will get more views because it's been 3 minutes of sparing you from the.
We don't get any views anymore. Shut up, Brody.
What do you think that is? I just want to say all videos with me in them, like picture wise, have gotten lots of views.
But you know which videos have gotten the most views?
Pictures of you eating hot sauce.
The ones with Beth in them.
Come out of. No. Yeah. Your hot sauce video has their most view.
Yeah, that's true.
And all of them come out of retirement.
Anyway, no.
Okay,
let's get on.
At the end of this, we're tying back to that, though. All right.
All right, whatever.
We'll tell them. Okay, you can click out now because it's gonna be rambling.
We should do another Dorkcast then, if it's just gonna be rambling.
Okay, we can do that after this.
All right.
That'll be our Dorkoween episode? Question mark.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
So the story is that Laughing Jack was created by a guardian angel.
Oh my god.
You know it's going to be good. Who was sent to a boy named Isaac Grossman on Christmas in the 1800s. Yeah, listening to me? Okay.
I'm absorbing this. I'm getting really pissed at Oscar.
All right. Well, Laughing Jack was originally really colorful and really happy, and basically he was made to reflect the personality of whoever owned him at the time. When he was owned by Isaac Grossman, Isaac went to boarding school, or he was sent to boarding school, and Laughing Jack was left behind. So Laughing Jack, as a result of being abandoned, turned monochrome and gray and emotionless.
Why?
Because he didn't have an owner anymore. so we had no personality to reflect.
Okay.
And after Isaac came home, Laughing Jack took a different turn. Isaac became a serial killer who...
What?
Isaac became a serial killer.
Why?
Because he liked it.
How? How do you come upon that? How are you just like...
Okay, stab? To be fair, Laughing Jack is meant to reflect his victims and owners. Mm-hmm. When Isaac was a child, there would be dead animals found that were presumably killed by Laughing Jack. So there were signs of being a psychopath.
Are you sure they weren't killed by the boy?
It could have been either, but he blamed it on Laughing Jack.
Okay, that's like a crucial plot point. Because I was like about to say, like, there's no like preference or preface to any of this. Like, he just goes out and he's just like...
Well, to be fair, it isn't mentioned anywhere in the wiki. So, in the summary of the storyline, it just says, and then he became a serial killer.
Why are we just reading? I guess we wouldn't have time to go through the full story.
No, I've read them. I've read both of the stories. Okay. At least twice. And they're both pretty bad.
Okay.
So, eventually, this guy, he starts, after he kills his owner, Isaac, mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, time out. He killed his owner?
Yes. Okay. By using the same methods on him that he used on his victims. And Laughing Jack became this entity rather than a more like a guardian or a playmate.
Why?
Well, I think it's because since his owner died before, like, his owner was able to give him off or something. Because, like, I haven't looked far into this lore, but my assumption is that, like, with the way it's playing out, Laughing Jack is meant to be an heirloom passed from child to child, you know? Sort of like the story of Peter Pan and shit like that.
I'm just confused on how, like...
So, his last and only owner was a serial killer. Not to mention that he got jacked up after years of abandonment. I'm not justifying the creepypasta at all, but
that's my explanation for it. That's just like a very big loophole. Like, oh, by the way, if you die, it's up in the air about what he becomes. Like, made by a guardian angel to have something be so stupid.
I guess. You know what I mean?
Like, angels aren't... Like, an angel wouldn't be that stupid. Just be like, I'm gonna make this thing that, like, you know, oh, what if the owner dies? Nah. Also, why would the angel give it to a potential serial killer? This angel
Well, the angel didn't fucking know he was a serial killer. He was just a regular kid that may or may not have killed animals sometimes. But no, Laughing Jack was sent by a guardian angel, and he was meant to reflect his owner's personality. It's not Laughing Jack's fault that his owner became a serial killer.
I just feel like also when you die, it's just up in the air, like, whoever currently possesses it. Like, I hate the whole, like, oh, technically he didn't give it to anyone, so technically he still owns it. It's like...
I guess.
Like, that's like, a really dumb thing.
Well, the pasta is dumb anyway. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was written by, like, a pedophile or something, so... And not by pretty sure, I mean I remember reading that on multiple creepypasta blogs, so... We'll see. So basically he visits other children and pretends to be their imaginary friend. And he kills, the way he kills people is he disembowels them and then replaces their organs with candy.
Why?
Mm.
Did the original guy do that?
No.
This is so stupid. I'm like low-key, like genuinely upset. Like, if you're gonna write a creepypasta and it's gonna be crappy, at least give like a reasonable reason. Like, if it's bad storytelling or bad, like, you know, mm-hmm. at least follow some form of continuity of like, oh, he killed the victims like his original owner did. You know, that would make sense. But no, like, hey, I'm gonna add my own spin on it. It's just like, why?
To be fair, the origin was written after the original creepypasta.
Also, why candy?
Because he's a clown, Brody. He's a fucking jack-in-the-box clown.
Okay, whatever. Just balloon animals and scarves and shit. Let's go.
So, and after his victims die, they go to a fairground. And in the background, Pop Goes the Weasel plays on a loop forever. And that is the real scary thing to take away from this story.
Okay.
So.
Is that it?
No. There is one specific story that was told, and this is the original Laughing Jack.
Why do we start with this? Why do we have to do the whole origin story?
To give you more ideas for your character that you have to make.
I almost wish you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like an origin story is an excuse for people to be like, oh, wait, hold on. There's more. You know, like, don't worry. He's not a hot piece of garbage.
So this story is told from the perspective of the mother, and Jack visits a 5-year-old boy. And the 5-year-old boy tells his mom that Laughing Jack is his imaginary friend, and his mom was like, I do then.
Cool story, bro.
One day she finds her son in the backyard with a handful of candy, and she didn't know where it came from. So she asked him, where'd you get that candy? And he said, Laughing Jack gave it to me. So she assumed something like it was one of their neighbors or a stranger or something that targeted her child. So she knocked the candy out of his hand and brought him back inside. Told him not to take candy from strangers, all that. A little while later, she came home and from something with her son and found her dog in the kitchen. And his organs were taken out and replaced with candy.
Like, replaced completely? Like, yeah. Was there some, like... So, like, he still had, like, an intestine and maybe, like, a gummy heart?
I wish. No, it's just little pieces of, like... You know those, like, hard candies that are, like, shaped like a banana and they cause, like...
Runts?
Yeah, runts.
Wait, and they cause what?
Sorry, I didn't say cause. I said they cost, like, 25 cents.
Okay, I thought you were going to say store. Cause. And they cause, you know, like...
They cause death.
They cause death.
I mean, if they replace your organs, I'm pretty sure that would be deadly.
Strawberry.
So it's just little, hard, colorful candies.
So cool. Question.
I always imagine them as runts.
Off topic. If blood was to be a candy flavor, strawberry, cherry, or raspberry... Right?
I'd probably strawberry.
Like, if you were to make, like, oh, this is, like, a blood vial
no,
cupcake.
No, I think...
Strawberry?
Yeah, I think strawberry is what they sell, like, the gummy blood.
Yeah, I know, which doesn't make sense, because, like, I don't know, I just feel like, in my really personal opinion, it should either be, like, raspberry or cherry should be blood-flavored, never strawberry. Strawberry's, like...
I don't know. I like strawberry flavored blood.
Yeah, you like it, but that doesn't. It is the best fit.
Anyway,
this should be our Dorkoween topic. Hold on, sorry, I'm getting off topic. Let's finish.
Wait, we'll get to that Dorkcast soon enough. Found the dog. Organs are replaced by candy.
I'm gonna replace it.
She thinks that she calls the police. The police just call it a robbery, and she's like, "No, excuse me, my dog is dead with candy replacing its organs." And all of the doors and windows were locked, and nothing was broken into. Mm-hmm. So whoever it was had to be inside the house before we left. So, you know, that's fun. But the police were pretty shitty, and they were just like, yeah, whatever.
I love how, like, there's no form of any law in any form of, like...
Stop messing with the mics, Oscar.
I love how there's no form of law in any creepypasta. Like, you've read the Jeff the Killer, right?
Yeah.
Everyone has a gun. Did they, like, rob, like, or, like, shoot up a birthday party? And then there was, like, no repercussions?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I... What the fuck?
So, Laughing Jack starts taunting the mother. And eventually, one night, she hears her son moan from the other room. And... What are you doing?
I continue.
So...
Mom. Continue.
So she runs into her son's room and finds him, nailed to the wall.
What the f... Really, he was moaning like, rather than,
like screaming, really. He just silently just like, oh yeah, I know that really hurt. I'm just gonna wait until I'm all hung up and then moan slightly rather than ow, and screaming. Like if we were home alone, I'd totally scream like, ah, fuck. But no, yeah, no, this kid, he must have pain tolerance.
Probably.
All right.
What a cool superpower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's along the lines of Tiki Toby.
All right, can we?
Anyway, so she runs in, Laughing Jack appears in front of her, and he taunts her or something, and she grabs a knife and tries to stab Laughing Jack, but instead, Laughing Jack disappears, and she ends up stabbing her son in the heart.
Quick question. Was Laughing Jack floating right above, like, her son? Or right in front of the son?
Yeah.
First of all, that's just dumb to begin with. Like, even if you did hit him, you would still most likely hit your son. She deserved it. Like, low-key, she deserved it for being that stupid.
Oh, dear.
Where'd she get the knife?
No, I don't remember.
She was in his bedroom.
I don't remember. So she stabs him, and she's like, what the fuck? I stabbed my son. Oh, shit. So she gets taken away to a mental asylum. And now, every night, she hears Pop Goes the Weasel from behind her door. And that is the end of the Laughing Jack lore. At least the official shit. There's a female version that they ship him with, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It's dumb. We're done here. Go, Brody.
Laughing Jack.
Yes.
What's his name? Laughing Jack?
Laughing Jack.
Laughing Jack.
A Fae Lord.
Uh-huh.
Or like maybe like a Fae underling. A Fae created by a Fae Lord to bring good spirit to those who, you know, like wishes and all that. And then it encountered someone who's like, hey, chaos and malcontent is my wish. And there's like, all right then. And then killed people. Stuffed them with candy.
Oh?
Why? Because they were the candy killer. Well, no. How about this? It's a guy who owned a sweet shop.
Uh-huh.
And he used his, like, equipment, like the... Have you seen a sugar hook?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Anyway, use that to kill people.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, character-wise. Character sheet-wise.
It's not character.
Okay, well, character-wise.
Character-wise?
Could you turn it into a character?
Yeah, I could.
And if so, what would its stats be?
I feel like it's better as a DM's creature, but even those have stats. So, it demonstrated no abilities whatsoever other than apparently being able to be, like, swiggity-swooty deuces. But, I guess charisma.
He did manage to restrain and kill a full-grown murderer. But yeah, charisma, probably.
Charisma and strength.
Yeah.
Intelligence, no, because even I don't think he knows what's going on. Neither does the wisdom. Constitution, we didn't see anything. Dex, 25 dex being able to just teleport out of the way of the knife.
Yeah.
But no, that's it. Background? Ooh, what would a background be? Entertainer, because it's all like, hey, I'm an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Probably a wizard, because with like illusion magic.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely illusion wizard.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a Laughing Jack.
All right. So
that's right. The same person behind Jack in the Box.
A fae, who is a wizard.
Fae wizard.
Fae wizard.
Mm-hmm.
With high charisma stats, mm-hmm. high dex stats, and high strength stats.
Mm-hmm. High dex only for the sake of that joke of them teleporting out of the way. But in actuality, it'd probably be a mediocre dex.
Okay. Mediocre to high dex, depending on how meme you want your character to be. Yeah, no. Yeah, so I don't know.
That's it. We're done.
Yep.
Gucci.
It's, I mean, gone a few minutes over.
Oh, we did?
So.
Oh, shit. Looks like we're done.
So, tune in next week for another creepypasta I come up with at the last minute because I forget about this podcast sometimes.
Even though it's your podcast.
That's true. And
I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll see you guys later.
See you next week on
dungeons
than creeps.
You're a disappointment. I'm gonna go ahead and pause.
You should see you later, assholes.